And we're waiting to hear this afternoon from President Obama, who will give a news conference before leaving on his last major trip abroad as president. He is sure to be asked about President-elect Donald Trump, who gave his first TV interview since the election last night. And he was asked by Leslie Stahl of CBS's 60 Minutes about immigration.
Are you really going to build a wall?
Yes.
They're talking about a fence in the Republican Congress. Would you accept a fence?
For certain areas, I would, but certain areas, the wall is more appropriate. I'm very good at this. It's called construction. But
so part wall,
fence
part
will be,
fence?
Yeah, it could be, there could be some fencing.
NPR Politics editor Domenico Montanaro joins us now. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
And let's start with what we just heard there. It seems like on a few issues, pretty important ones, that he's been talking about throughout the campaign, he's backing off just a little bit.
Yeah. I think when it comes to Obamacare, there's a little bit of that, too. Donald Trump was never seen as somebody who was ideologically rigid. He's pretty ideologically flexible, despite what he had said during the campaign. And I think it is really telling for us not to take him that literally. I don't think that his supporters did. And I think that he understands that if he wants to make deals and get certain things done, he's going to have to deal with a Republican Congress that disagrees with building a complete wall along the border, which we've known all along. They think it's too expensive and not something that's realistic. He continued to say he would do that until the end and now says he won't.
He's also been talking about term limits for members of Congress, and they've said we're not going to do that either. Where might the Congress and Trump actually line up pretty well and want to get the same things done?
I think there's a lot that they can get done. I think when you look at Obamacare, the repeal, and trying to have some kind of fix to it in the Republican view, whether or not it's maintaining a mandate, though, because that would balloon costs if you were to get rid of it. But I think that they're going to have to now own it and deal with it somehow. Maybe they try to do something when it comes to immigration reform. I doubt that they would do something on citizenship, but they were close to something on a path to legalization anyway in 2013. And it's certainly a lot easier when somebody from the opposite party of that ideological issue is able to kind of drive it home. I think, though, look at Paul Ryan's agenda. His tax cut you look at Donald Trump's tax cuts, but you look at Paul Ryan's overall agenda that he's been pushing. I think that's where the starting point is for a lot of what's going to happen.
Hmm. What do you make of the two choices that we already know for Trump's staff, Chief of Staff RNC Chair Reince Priebus, and the campaign CEO and conservative media firebrand Steve Bannon will be the chief strategist?
Well, as we're looking at what kinds of things we think that Congress will get done, the appointment of Reince Priebus to chief of staff to run the trains on time, to have that kind of relationship with someone like Paul Ryan. They're both from Wisconsin. They both know each other very well. It tells you that Trump is signaling he wants to work with this Congress. Bannon is still going to be something of an inspirational chief in the White House as he's been through the campaign. And I have to tell you, I've been surprised at how surprised some people are that Steve Bannon would be in the White House. People are, some liberals are outraged because he's the former head of Breitbart News and has this kind of checkered history, financial troubles, a domestic abuse charge in the mid-1990s. But we dealt with all of that in August. This is somebody who ran the Trump campaign, and it shouldn't be surprising at all that the person who ran the Trump campaign is the person who's going to be in the White House.
We've also heard Trump talk about draining the swamp, but then there are names being floated out there that look like they're CEOs and lobbyists to run certain branches of government. What do you think about that?
And I heard Trump address that over the weekend and saying that, look, these are people who know the system very well. He doesn't really have the kind of team put in place or the kinds of connections. And now he's leaning on these folks. So, it's not draining the swamp. It's using the same people that would have set up probably any other Republican Congress and doing something that's more traditional.
I remember 8 years ago when President Obama thought about putting Tom Daschle in as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and he ran into trouble. Do you think that any of Trump's selections are going to run into trouble and he may have to withdraw them?
Well, they could be very interesting once those hearings come up. If you were to put people like Mike Flynn, who's had a checkered history at the Pentagon, if you looked at those Colin Powell hacked emails saying that he was fired because of intimidation and bullying. If you look at someone like Rudy Giuliani, who's got his own history,
right.
That stuff will come up and Democrats will bring it up pretty strongly.
That's Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor. Domenico, thanks.
Thank you.